I thought we'd do a card reading. Is that too strange? Is that too weird?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of cards. It's probably going to require some context. That's what I'm going to say.
Is that a little too strange for you, Michael J. Hart IV?
I'm just trying to think about our worldwide listeners as they're rolling around in their mobile command centers. They're going to need some context.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, it is.
It's the mystical season.
True. It's spooky season.
Thought we'd do a card reading. Is that a little too strange for you, Michael J. Hart IV?
It's a little out there if we don't provide some context for the listener.
You know what's a little too out there, Michael J. Hart?
What?
A mystical card reading on the Differentiated Business Podcast. That's not a little too out there. At Fresh Produce, our ethic is spelled out in a deck of cards we call our mystic truths.
There's 19 of them, to be exact.
I'm holding them in my hand.
Is the number 19 mystical in any way?
I wish there were a way that we could look something like that up.
Yeah.
Is the number 19 mystical? We may never know. I will now ask Michael J. Hart IV to shuffle the deck.
Okay. Hand that over here. Okay, I'm going to shuffle here.
I am not a certified tarot interpreter, but I am well-versed in the language of the mystic truths.
Okay, it is
shuffled. I will be the interpreter. You will be the querent.
Querent.
Is the term.
Is it?
That's the term.
All right, querent, and you're the interpreter.
Just doing a little shuffling, and then I'm going to draw. Now, you see what I'm doing here.
Yep, you're kind of fanning them out, kind of mixing them up.
And I'm going to pick out three cards.
Three cards.
I will now draw three cards from the deck to help you gain
insight. Mystical awareness.
Into the present or past.
Querent,
the future.
Well, like the past, the present, the future. Three cards.
Or long past.
Mystical awareness.
Long past. Past. Distant future.
Okay. Mystical awareness.
May these mystic truths provide clarity on matters that seem confusing or hidden to you. As an interpreter, I can do this. Yes.
And I'm the querent, so.
As a querent, this is something you would benefit from. Yes. Hart IV.
So do I query then?
What is your query?
Do I query?
No, I'm going to draw. I will know the query.
Oh, you know based on what you draw.
I'm not a certified interpreter, so I am not 100% confident that I will know the query. I am well-versed in the language of the mystic truth. So I'm going to draw three cards. You see what I'm doing here. Yes.
Draw away. Here we go. Okay, number one. Right there. I see it. Right there. One more mix. And then
three
second
cards.
One down. All right.
Of the deck right there, and I'm going to focus all my energy on these three cards that I've drawn right here in the studio as we tape record this computer radio program, this special Halloween edition of the hit computer radio program, the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I.
Let's differentiate.
A moment of silence while I reach out with my feelings and I interpret, and we begin our mystical journey. First card I will flip over now. I'm going to flip it over and I'm going to read it, and I will say sort of revolutionary is the card. And so as I reach out with my feelings and as I interpret this card.
Is it speaking to you or speaking through you?
This card represents differentiation. It represents bold new ideas, but it also represents staying true to yourself. Sometimes staying true to yourself is revolutionary in these times when it seems like gimmicks and
look-alike audiences. Yeah. Everyone's trying to compare themselves to others. They're trying to live up to some invisible standard. Yeah. To be yourself, to be uniquely individual, that's sort of revolutionary.
It sounds like this is something you've given a fair amount of thought.
Well, yeah, I would say I probably have.
Sort of revolutionary. Is this something that you fear you are losing or lacking in your life?
I think I'm taking the appropriate amount of risk. I mean, you know me. You've known me a long time. I'm a little pragmatic, and sometimes I can play it safe. So could I be more risky? Yeah. Yeah, I could. But I feel like I'm taking some risks.
Do you feel like this pragmatism of which you speak, do you feel that it hinders your progress in the revolutionary ways?
I think it can get in the way sometimes.
Why do you suppose we drew this card? Of all the cards of the 19, we drew the sort of revolutionary card.
Probably because this worldwide computer radio program is revolutionary. It was meant to be drawn. It was meant to be drawn.
So this is an affirming card. This is
a total affirmation.
This is indicating to you that you are on the right path.
We
are on the right path with this particular radio program.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of revolutionary. Are you ready for card number two?
Number two.
The card reads, "Live an interesting life."
Hmm. Well, this also very affirming. Yeah. I'm living an interesting life. Doing this right now, what we're doing right now. This is interesting.
But there's something about this card I'm picking up as I'm reaching out with my interpretive feelings. It just seems as though there's something about this particular card. It's telling me that perhaps there's something in your life that you feel strongly about. You feel that you've made a decision. You feel that you are firm in your beliefs. Yet there's this little itch. There's just little scratchling of maybe another interpretation that you should consider. Living an interesting life, it means that you're living an interested life. It means that you are curious and open-minded, not judgmental, Michael J. Hart IV.
I'm not being judgmental.
I'm not saying that you are. But I am saying that perhaps you may be. Is there something in particular that vexes you?
That vexes me?
That you find particularly vexing in this place and time? You are a querent, are you not?
Well, now I'm going to be...
You have questions, do you not?
Wouldn't it be fair to say that now that you've interpreted the card, you've read the card, maybe of what you speak has yet to come to pass?
That is truth. Now, let's go to the third card and see what happens.
It'll wrap it all together.
This card reads, "Orbit the Giant Hairball."
Oh my gosh.
And I think to effectively interpret this one, I would like you to tell the story or, you know...
A little synopsis of
Give us a synopsis of the card, "Orbit the Giant Hairball."
Well, years ago, after reading a book by Gordon McKenzie called
"The Corporate Hairball,"
in which... he describes a phenomenon that happens in the business world where a phenomenon, mature industries, mature businesses start to look, feel, sound the same over time, because people will see something.
Say you work
like,
at a bank,
and then you're like, "Oh,
free checking accounts. They're doing free checking accounts.
Free checking
over there.
Accounts.
Well, now
they're
we're going to do free checking.
We're going to borrow that idea."
And then more and more people do that. So pretty soon, banking,
or whatever industry,
look, can start feel, to look, sound, feel, sound the same.
Orbiting the hairball.
Free checking accounts.
That's what we talk about.
And this is all about differentiation,
which is what this podcast
this
is all
program.
About.
Worldwide this program. Internet
yep. computer,
this computer
is about. We try to discern what is the hairball in a particular industry, and then we try to orbit it. We try to get outside. We feel that's where the best work happens. That's what we do at Fresh Produce.
Now, I'm putting these cards together, "Live an Interesting Life," "Sort of Revolutionary," "Orbit the Hairball." I could read these cards. I could interpret these cards. I could reflect on the moment, and I could suggest that this, what you're doing right now, this behavior that you're exhibiting, this action you are taking, supports these three cards or embodies these three cards. You are currently doing something that is sort of revolutionary. You are living an interesting life. You are orbiting the hairball. So.
All these things are happening right now. I'm still trying to figure out if there's something that vexes me. It's been vexing me.
Well, there obviously is. You are the querent.
Yeah.
So you do have a query. Whether or not you want to admit it, that's up to you. I'm just an interpreter. Would it be weird to provide this service to clients? To set up a table, you know, like in their lobby. You just show up at a client's lobby. You
set up a table. Unfold a card table. Turn the lights down a little.
Yeah.
And light a candle.
You put on the idea helmet and, you know.
Do a 3-card reading.
You roll out a banner that free card readings.
I don't think so. I think you could impart a lot of wisdom.